Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Cosmic Contact Show. Get ready for a great talk tonight. We have a wonderful guest on the show, Shan Plant, and she is going to be sharing some wonderful information with us. But before that, I just want everyone to know that they can easily access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford and live, or by going into the archives, which is really the on-demand section afterwards if you want to listen to the show again. And if you're not online or have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and press the one button on your phone, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in and get your questions ready, because you will want to be sure and talk to Shan tonight. I want to tell you a little bit about the RBR Network. We have not just my show, but many shows throughout the week, and of course, I'm the first show on Monday, and that's at 6:30 Central Standard Time, and then after me at 8 is the Yano Center of Light. That's with Keith Blanchard. Then after that, the I Am Well show is at 8 p.m., and that is hosted by Annamika. She's from Holland on Tuesday. Then the Night Search show comes on after her at 9:30. This is all Central Standard Time, and it's hosted by Eddie Middleton from Memphis. And also then Wednesday, the No Show is at 7. And that's with Reverend Robert McMillan. He's out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And then the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is live on Wednesday at 8:30 every week. That's hosted by James Franklin Powell in Memphis, Tennessee. Then Thursday, the Progressive News Weekly is at 5:30 p.m. And that's hosted by Daryl Clark from New York. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show is at 1 p.m. That's hosted by Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. The Dream 7, Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. after that. And that's hosted by Deborah Bouvet. She's from Boston. And then Saturday, Soul Town, The Sound of Music, that's hosted by Reginald Jenkins. Sunday, the Dream Vision 7 show again is at 3 p.m. And again, that comes from Boston. But tonight, we have a really special guest on, and you're going to love what she shares. She is from a little town up in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is just a really a hotbed, I think, of psychics and intuitives. But Shan, since she was the age of 15, she's been having encounters with what she calls luminous glitter beings. The first was Jesus, and Jesus appeared two more times. In 2001, Sai Baba appeared and initiated an energetic gift for Shan, which I can't wait to hear about that. She said that there are just no words to describe what came through. Shan began consciously merging with other entities at that time. The Council of Light began working with her in 2013 when Shan received the Quantum Light Chambers, a healing modality. She's also working with the Galactic Collective, which wants their support to be known. They are willing and able to assist us in our endeavor for the common good of an all-inclusive, love-based foundation based on authenticity for making known the unknown. We are being downloaded the etheric software of luminosity that changes our blueprint for how we age, heal, and manifest. We ask for it. And I know you're going to be wanting to reach Shan after the show, and if you do, you want to go to her Gmail, which is plunk, P-L-U-N-K, dot Shan, S-H-A-N, at gmail.com. Good evening, Shan.
Oh, hello there, Pam. I'm just so excited to make contact with you and be on your program.
Well, we are excited to have you tonight, and I know you've got a lot of great things to share. We've got quite a few people have called in, and Annie is talking to them now, getting some people up. But anyway, we're going to have fun, and I know you want to tell us some good things that are coming through, because I know before I do a talk, it seems like all this information just starts pouring in. It's like our angels really want us, you know, to use us, you know, to share some really good things. So tell us what you want to share tonight.
Well, I want to shout out to all my Ozark Research Institute friends and members. I'm a member of the Ozark Research Institute, and I know they're out there listening, so I just want to say hello to them. And I wanted to start by what you were talking about at age 15 when Jesus first appeared to me. I went to a lot of different churches because my mother and father didn't agree on the same church. So I was either in one church or the other when I was growing up. And I didn't really believe everything I heard when I was in church, but I knew that there was truth there. And so I was very spiritual. I wouldn't say that I was a religious child, but I was a very spiritual child, and had an altar set up where I lived. And at age 15, I was actually living in a Catholic school. And one night, Jesus appeared to me, and I tried to talk about this experience to other people when I was growing up, and even as an adult. But there are a lot of people that don't understand this sort of thing. And so it was really nice later on in life to meet people that were like me, that had had these experiences that you can't really put into words. But when I had my encounter with Jesus at age 15, it was just like somebody took multicolored glitter and threw it up in the air. And when it came back down, it formed his image. Jesus spoke to me without words, and it was a vibration that was coming from his heart and into my heart, but it was a visual as well. And the message that there are many messages, but the message that I got at that moment was that there's no need to suffer, you know. And I didn't really know what that meant, except that I knew it was a choice on whether or not to suffer. And so that was my first big lesson that I remember, you know, in my life. I guess I actually saw Jesus a couple of other times in my life, but it wasn't like I could call on him on command and he would appear. It was just that he appeared in my life, I guess, when I most needed him, when I most needed to hear something from him. And I went on later on to have a near-death experience at age 21. I guess these are all initiations. That's the only way I know how to describe it. And then when I was 26, I started spontaneous lucid dreaming. And I really didn't know what to do with it. I didn't have anybody to talk to about it because I didn't know anyone that had lucid dreaming. I didn't even really know what it was until later on when I began investigating. And then in 1986, I had a miraculous healing of an illness that I'd had, a chronic illness that I'd had for 22 years with healing touch and Reiki. And I'd had 8 operations, but it never did correct until I had the Reiki and healing touch. And so the theme, I guess, throughout all of this is there are unseen forces here helping us all throughout our life. Sometimes people don't recognize them, but a lot of times they're just there, and they're so subtle, and they're so willing to make themselves known if we just kind of reach out and make ourselves open to receiving their presence. And so I guess that would be my theme tonight when I'm talking. In 2001, my life really took off on the spiritual aspect. I took the Silva course, and I know there are probably a lot of listeners on the line that have taken the Silva course, and if you haven't taken it, I would really recommend it because it really opens your mind up. in 2001 is when I had my experience with Sai Baba, and I'd never met Sai Baba. I'd heard about him, but I'd never met him. And when I had my experience, he just filled up the room. I mean, his energies just filled up the room. His image filled up the room, and then my whole body started to vibrate. And I don't know if the listeners know what nadis are, but all my chakras. All of my chakras, not just the seven chakras, but all my chakras started vibrating, and I started seeing color and energy, and I had a revelation and was downloaded with all kinds of information. And this was right before this happened, the same day that it happened. I had been doing all this merging with plants and crystals, and then that night, it was right as I lay down to go to bed is when Sai Baba came, and that's when I had my experience with Sai Baba.
The Council of Light, when you started working with them.
Well, the Council of Light, I was going to these classes at night in the Great Hall, and I really didn't know what that was, except I was going to classes. I would become aware that I was going, that I was in the classes. It was a big white marble hall with marble pillars, and I would love to hear from some of the callers if they have had similar experiences about being in the Great Hall, because I know there are a lot of people that are in the Great Hall that are going to the classes. In 2013, I saw myself at the front of the class, and while I was there, I've been a Reiki master for a number of years, and when I was at the front of the class, I was given this healing modality called the Quantum Light Chamber, and it's not an apparatus. It's not a physical apparatus, but it's a healing modality, and there are certain moves that you make, and it's setting grid work, and it's also removing old paradigms in the body and then setting in place the new paradigms and letting the energetic forces of God fill in with the different rainbow light and the ultraviolet light. So that's something I received in 2013 from the Council of Light. In 2002, I met someone from the Galactic Federation called Nucleus 8, and that was my first official contact with somebody from a galactic that I remember or recall. I actually went aboard the ship at that time, and it really blew my mind, although it was a really fun thing to do, and I was really impressed by it. But I then became aware of the beginnings of what multidimensionality is. I saw myself aboard the ship as a medical officer, and I was doing work there. And then I realized on some level that we are more than just one being, that we are beings with different lives going on simultaneously. And it was about then that I started tapping into, gradually tapping into who I am as a multidimensional being. And there are many people or beings right now on the planet that are assisting with the development of the planet to make us ready for the greater community. And I would describe it, I actually saw something on YouTube today, a little boy was talking about it. It's the perspective of an ant on a sidewalk, and he doesn't realize what's above him and what's all around him. There's a whole other world above the ant that he's just not aware of, that there's so many things going on in the universe that we're just such a small part of, that we're in our awareness. And so what's happening is we're getting ready in our awareness to expand our thinking. And so my big message tonight is to let people know that we're being assisted, and that if we ask for help on things, that that we're going to be helped. And that goes with anything, with your talent or with your survival or with your thinking for knowledge, just to expand your knowledge base, because we have a lot of uncreating to do with the fear that we've been programmed with. And there's so much more out there for us to know. The Galactic Collective is working with us. If you haven't thought about it, to know what it means to be part of a greater community means that everything that we are working on now change. And there's so much new technology. If you just Google on the internet that you can see that's out there that we're not being able to have access to, but there's things that we can't even imagine that are ready for us. And so part of the message as well is that we don't need to look for somebody else to come and save us. We need to start speaking up. And this goes to, I don't know how many people are familiar with the 100th monkey theory, but when enough of us are thinking a certain way, then all of us will have the information. So it's very important that we talk about the things we want to happen, and that we think about the things that we want to happen and not about what we don't want to happen, or you know, because as a collective, our consciousness is creating as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. I mean, I totally understand what you're sharing, and I love what they're doing with us, and I truly feel it myself, Shan. I mean, many days I'll just, in my meditation, ask for things, and they just, like, show up throughout the day. And, you know, I'm kind of amazed, mm-hmm. but I also know that I've made contact, so to speak.
Yes, there are a lot of unseen beings that are on the planet right now. It's not that they need any recognition, because they don't want to be worshipped or anything like that, and we have different aspects of ourselves that are unseen too, that are working behind the scenes to make the planet a better place, make it ready for a greater realization on the galactic scale, and to welcome our space brothers and sisters and the angelic beings that are working with us. And so that's all part of my message tonight, that we have help that's available to us at any time. And some of the things that we need to start thinking about is to make the world a better place. We all have not all of us, but the vast majority of the people on the planet are not wanting wars, and are wanting to care for one another, and are wanting our planet to be cared for. And so the more we talk about it and think about it collectively, the quicker those things are going to happen, especially when we start putting actions with those. And that will also cause our space brothers and sisters to be able to make contact with us openly, and to disclose the new technology that's available for us.
Okay. What else? I'm loving everything you're sharing.
I actually have a story about Nucleus 8 too. I met Nucleus 8 through a friend of mine, and you know, when you start talking about these things, a lot of times people just, you have to pick who you talk to about them, because people just think that you're crazy or you're weird. And I know at one point in my life, I would have thought the same thing about someone that was talking to me about aliens. But I know there are a lot of people that have had encounters with aliens, and they don't have anybody to talk to about it. So I'm just thinking, if they're on the line right now, that they might want to talk about it later on. Their Nucleus 8 was channeled through a friend of mine, and she now lives in Egypt. But Nucleus 8 is aboard the Galactic Federation station, and is head of security. And part of the plan that's going on right now, I guess you could call it actually the divine plan, is that we're all going to be reunited, so that we don't see ourselves as separate, but as a complete community, not just in here on Earth, but throughout the solar system. And so we're being made ready to embrace our space brothers and sisters. And I would also invite people that are dowsers, when you're receiving this information, to douse whether or not the information I'm telling you is true, not just to hear it and believe it, but to rely on your own guidance system. And so if you don't douse, it's something that's really easy to learn to do. So I just wanted to talk about that. And the classes in the Great Hall is for development of consciousness, but it is also for times in your life when you need help to figure out just day-to-day living. So if you've got something going on in your life before you go to sleep at night, you can set the intention that you work on it during the night. You could go to the class, and the answers will be given to you while you're in class. And then when you wake up in the morning, you'll have the answers for whatever it is that you're working on. It also works with healing. If you've got something that you want to work on for healing, you can go to the class, and they can do work on you in the Great Hall.
Now I have a question here about this Great Hall, and I can understand that, but how do you do it? When you lay down at night and you say, okay, I've got a problem, how do you approach it to make your connection so that they will help you in your dream state?
Well, I put a glass of water beside my bed, and I drink half of it with the intention that I'm going to go to the Great Hall. When I first started doing this, it just happened. It wasn't something that that anyone taught me to do. I just would wind up in the Great Hall, and then, but I didn't do it on a regular basis. And so, you know, part of being able to make life easier is you want to be able to depend on, be able to do the things under your own power and under your own decision, rather than just having life happen to you. You want to take control of what's happening to you. So I started using water because our bodies are 80% water, and you can program the water. So I would program the water by setting my intention that I wanted to go to the Great Hall, and whatever it was I wanted to work on that night, then that's what I would work on. And I would, you know, see teachers there. I mean, Jesus was there. But there were teachers, and they would be in robes, and it wasn't that I remember any of the faces. I just remember being taught and lectures, and everyone was in white, and which to me is a very high vibration. And it was during the time that I was at the Great Hall that I was taught how to see auras, and I would, you know, start seeing energy. So there's just anything you can imagine, then you can learn how to do it in the Great Hall. If you can think of the question, then you can be taught how to do it. So,
well, when you do this, when you set your intention, you lay down at night and you drink the water, do you remember that you're walking down a great hall? Is that how it is? And then you say, okay, there's a classroom at the end of it, or off to the side, or how does this work? I'm interested.
Actually, okay, for my great hall, there are some white marble steps, about 5 marble steps, and I go up, and I see these massive columns, and then when I go in, there's a rotunda there, and I will see these seats with the cushions on them, and I'll just go and sit down wherever I want to be, and there's usually a room full of people there. Sometimes I'll go and there's only a few people, but most of the time there's a room full of people there, and I've met people there in the Great Hall. You know, we've set it up to go to the Great Hall and met with friends there. So, you know, to learn something that we commonly wanted to learn. So it's just a really good teaching tool, and it's really a tool for empowerment. So I highly recommend it. And you never know who you're going to meet there.
Yes.
And then
some of the people you've met there, or Nucleus 8 or whoever?
I've never seen Nucleus 8 there. The Council of Light is actually are spiritual beings that work interdimensionally, but they're actually here. They're here. They work here now, and then they work in the here and now with us, and are helping facilitate the birthing process for our planet. And so, you know, if you could say, I mean, the masters that we know of, I don't know all the masters, but I know that that I work with the masters in the Great Hall. I've seen St. Francis there, and St. Germain's there. I've seen Mother Mary there, and of course, Jesus. So, the tools that they use are usually, they're working with our imagination, but the most powerful tool they have that's flowing out of their hands are light, and the light is intelligence that works like Reiki energy or electromagnetic energy, but it's a loving energy, and that energy can be used for most anything you can think of.
Okay. Well, this sounds great.
And Nucleus 8, as far as I know, I haven't seen Nucleus 8 in a long time, but I actually met him through this friend of mine that her body would morph when he would come through. She would channel Nucleus 8, and her body would morph when he was speaking. And when I met him, I had a really hard time believing that even though the body morphed, it's really hard to believe until you've had an understanding. It was really hard for me to believe that he was an alien for a long time. And so I would believe it for a minute, and then it was kind of like drifting in and out of it. I would... that can't be true. But then I would see him again, and it would happen all over again. So it just took me a while to integrate that into my belief system or into my knowing. When you have an experience, sometimes it's really hard to explain especially when the experience is beyond something that most people know about. So it's hard to explain it in terms that that people can understand. So in Nucleus 8, I know I was working with a lot of the different planetary intermediaries that are working all around the galaxy to make sure that each planet is respected in the free will zone, and that our evolution is a natural one and is not interfered with, because it's kind of like the ant. We could be quashed by these entities, or we could be taken advantage of. And it's not that we haven't been taken advantage of, but we could have become much less powerful than we are. We have come a long way in the last 100 years in our evolution spiritually and with our conscious intention, because we're learning how to become self-empowered, and which is our ultimate destiny.
Okay, now say that one more time. What is our destiny? The self-empowerment?
Self-empowerment, and to be sovereign beings, and not to be controlled, but to be sovereign beings, so that we're standing in our own power and our own evolution and making our own decisions here on the planet.
How long will that be? When is that going to happen?
Well, I don't know how long that'll take, but I know things are happening really quickly, and things are being worked on and put into place, because there's an organization that's putting together guidelines, because as we're having these interactions with other galactic beings and collectives, there's more than one galactic collective, then rules have to be established, and consequences, things that we haven't even thought of yet, have to be put into place. And we actually don't have a world leader. So what's happening now is that our consciousness on the planet is coming into alignment for what is the highest good for the planet. So that's coming into alignment, but we don't really have someone that can speak for us as a spokesperson. So it'll be a consciousness consensus.
Okay. Sounds great to me.
So at some point we'll be ready for someone to be our spokesperson, but we first have to come into our own sovereignty here on the planet. And the multidimensional readings that I do, I was going to offer those on the radio tonight on our broadcast, but I really want people to know, please don't call in and ask me if some guy's going to call you tonight or if he's really interested, because I don't do those kind of readings, really. I mean, I could do them, but my readings on multidimensionality are what and who you are as a multidimensional being, and what your gifts are. So when people call in, I'd like for them to know ahead of time that's what my gift is to you, is who and what you are as a multidimensional being.
Okay. Well, would you like to take a call now?
Well, I would love to take a call, and if somebody else has some comments on what I'm talking about, I would love to hear about what they have to say as well and connect with them.
All right. Well, let's bring Patty in. She's from Colorado. Just a moment. Hold on. Hi, Patty.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. My name is Patty, but my birth name is Patchen, actually. So I don't know. I thought maybe you might want to know that.
Your birth name is Patton?
Patchen, yes.
Okay. And, okay. And can you, where did you say that you live?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Can you tell me the town that you live in?
Fort Collins.
Okay. Well, let's see. This is, well, you have a Venus connection. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. You've been doing work here to help the planet, and you waited in line and were chosen to come here at this time to help assist the planet. You're doing a lot of work behind the scenes. You're working with water and helping with the elementals. Hmm. And when I say elementals, to help clean the planet up. And trying to see. And do you know that that you're very psychic as well?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And you're only just beginning to use your psychic ability, is that correct?
Well, yes, I'm beginning to understand it. I never really understood it and was kind of overwhelmed by it before, but now it's all kind of starting to fall into place, and I've become better able to understand it and utilize it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Spell your birth name for me.
My birth name?
No, spell it. Yeah, spell it for me.
It's Patchen.
Okay.
Renee Hill.
Mhm. Mhm.
And I do have some things I'd like to tell you about that I think you might be interested in if you're interested.
Oh, sure.
Well, first off, I had an encounter with a very close encounter with some type of craft when I was 17 years old, and I think that was the beginning of opening me up spiritually. I feel like I was meant to see what I was supposed to see. And then when I was 21, I met a woman named Amachi. She's an Indian saint, known as the Hugging Saint. And so I met her and felt a very deep connection with her. And I do know of Sai Baba. I actually became aware of him. I don't know if it was a vision or a dream I had of him, but I was in the hospital, and I became aware of him. But I feel I've been to India, and I feel like I would like to go back. I feel like I need to go back.
Well, Sai Baba is back on the planet. Did you know that?
What's that?
Sai Baba has been reborn on the planet. You know, he passed away.
I did know he passed away. I did not know that he'd been reborn. That's pretty amazing.
a friend of mine went over there to the village where he was reborn and to take gifts to all the babies because he wasn't identified in the village. They weren't going to single him out, but gifts were given to all those babies that were born at that time. So he's back on the planet. But as I know, he's a multidimensional being as well, and he, you know, he can appear simultaneously all over the planet, you know, to different people. But he's doing a lot of work and installing a lot of gifts to people. And when I say gifts, I mean energetic gifts, which is basically knowledge that's to be opened up at the appropriate time to use betterment of the planet. So,
do you feel like that was a visitation, or was it just a dream? Or
No, it was a visitation. They had you ask for him to appear to you? I mean, it's pretty amazing that he appeared to you while you were in the hospital. I mean, did you ask for him to appear to you?
Well, I feel like what it felt like to me was that he was just passing through to let me know that it was all going to be okay and that my work wasn't finished yet. That's kind of what I felt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have a lot of work coming up, and it relates to spirit. And I mean, you couldn't have done the things you've done and the things you're doing if you didn't have a lot of work to do. So just know that it's all coming together, and it'll come together in 2015 for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
It will make itself known for you.
I'd like that, because I'm still a little unclear as to what I'm supposed to be doing. I do know that I'm supposed to help in some way, but how exactly, I'm not sure.
Well, there are a lot of people helping on the planet, and I'd like just to really emphasize this, that they're not looking to make a name for themselves, and they're not looking for recognition, but are doing...
Yeah.
Work to help the planet, and some people are doing it in small ways, some people are doing it in large ways, but there are a lot of people behind the scenes. There are just regular folks that are doing work to help the planet, but even the little amount that anyone does helps the planet in a big way. Because,
oh, absolutely.
Okay. So, don't worry about it. It's all coming, and it'll all be revealed to you this year in 2015.
Oh, great. Do you feel like I am meant to go back to India, like I will?
I do feel like you'll go back to India. But, you know, all of reality is a probability, and it's all up to you. And just know there's a plan in place. And it's all up to you whether or not you decide to do that. But your work is going to be beneficial for the planet. And congratulations on where you are. And it's so nice to be able to make contact with you on the phone and on the show. So I'm really glad you called in.
Yeah, this has been great. One more question. Do you know of I feel a strong connection to someone, Babaji?
Yes, Babaji. There's a book written by Babaji. It's, you know, the great Indian teachings. You know that, don't you?
I know there was a book, like the autobiography of a yogi. He wrote about him, but I didn't know there was.
Paramahansa Yogananda is the autobiography.
Yes.
Of a yogi, but Babaji is an Indian saint, and you can he's written a book, and you can read his book. It's available on paperback; they're not that expensive. And so, are you feeling a connection to Babaji?
Yes, and I've actually been praying to him, and I wonder if he hears me, if there's a message for me.
If you go back to India, the message will be revealed to you. And I feel like you are going to go back to India, but I don't think it'll be until 2016.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like there's still something there for me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, wow, thank you so much. That's been really neat.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing your experience with us.
Yeah, it was
nice
to connect with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, Patty. And we've got several more on the line. Let me bring Maria in. She is... let's see. No, I'm sorry. It's Regina. She's from Georgia. She's been waiting for a while. Let's see what her question is. Hi, Regina.
Hi. Hello, Regina. So nice to hear your voice.
And whereabouts in Georgia do you live?
I'm in the Atlanta area.
Is that in the eastern part of Georgia?
Yes, northeastern. Yes.
Okay. And what is your question?
What you see or what's coming up in 2015? A general would be fine.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you doing any spiritual work right now?
No.
Okay. This isn't about the spiritual aspect of your life, or you want to know about a general reading, is that what you're wanting to know about?
Yes.
Okay. The readings that I do are multi-dimensional readings, and so if you're looking for a general reading, what I can tell you is whatever. Are you focusing on something in particular right now? Because I don't have any idea what you're. Are you wanting?
Yes. Anything about my career finances?
Okay. Okay. Are you doing? I'm sorry. I'm getting some interference. It sounds like there's a TV on or something there. Are you focusing in a positive way on receiving more money, or are you because the job situation? If you're focusing on your job and holding that in your mind side, and that will go ahead and come to fruition, but it won't happen for 3 or 4 months.
Okay, I can understand you. I heard a little bit of holding you back.
Shan, this is Pam. We're getting a lot of feedback. Now, I don't know if it's coming from Regina. Do you have your computer on? Are there people in your room?
No, I have my computer on, but I'm not even on the show, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, we are getting some kind of feedback here, so I can understand I'm having a hard time hearing it, too.
I know.
Okay, now it sounds better. I'm just, getting it in alignment here. Okay, Shan.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is what I can tell you about what you're focusing on. Your job situation, nothing's going to happen for about 3 or 4 months. The money really, if you're focusing on money, it'll be about 3 or 4 months before anything starts to move for you. I'm just going to put this out there for you, is about listening, about it's very important to listen. Because you'll hear something if you'll start listening intently. It may be through a friend or I'm just getting that you're going to pick something up by listening very intently, and it's very important for you to listen and in your focus, be focused on listening.
Hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay.
Is it more like for my next job, or is it more like going towards what I really want to do?
It's for your next job. The next job is for you to listen, because something, you'll hear something from a friend, or you'll hear something about a new job coming up, and you won't get it out of the newspaper, you won't get it off the internet, you'll get it from word of mouth or from hearing it, that it's coming up. Okay.
Hmm. Okay. So it's going to pay, of course, more than what I'm doing right now.
It'll be a better job, and all I can see is that there's dollars there. I can't tell you any more than that, because that's all I know, is that it's a better job for you and that you'll hear about it.
Yeah, because right now I'm working two jobs, Mm-hmm. And I would just want to, like, consolidate to one job and just work on my side business more.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I can't do.
Okay, well, if you'll just listen, something will come to you, and just be focused on listening and then reacting to what you hear when it comes up, because there'll be a friend, you'll hear about it, and then when you hear about it, just respond to it quickly, and something will come through for you that way, okay?
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Regina.
All right.
Well, that was great. Now, we've got about 8 minutes left here. I would like to bring at least one more person in before the show ends. Let me bring Maria in from New Jersey. Hold on.
Okay, great.
Hi, Maria. Maria?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Thank you.
What's your question?
Hello, Maria.
Hi. I had a question about healing. I believe I'm here to do healing work, but I've also had issue with a chronic health problem, and I understand that everything happens for a reason, and I'm going through this for a reason, and I was just wondering if I will be able to continue to do the work that I came here to do. Will I be doing that soon?
Well, Maria, I can tell you this. You're already doing healing work, and healers get sick too. I had a really dear friend that he was one of the most powerful healers that I've ever known, and his name was Bob, and I worked with him actually with a healing group, and he was so dedicated, and I've known other healers that were really powerful healers. In fact, one of the founders of Ozark Research Institute, Harold McCoy, same thing. I mean, you think that healers aren't supposed to get sick, that they ought to be able to heal themselves. And what it really comes down to is healers oftentimes don't take the time to heal themselves or to investigate to see, well, hey, what's really going on with me here? And Harold continued to do his healing work, and Bob continued to do his healing work, and I just want you to know that it's really important that you take the time to investigate. One of the best books that I know, you can if you're really in tune with yourself, mm-hmm. you can go into meditation and ask what's causing this, because I'm assuming you've already been given a diagnosis.
Right.
Okay. So, but there are spiritual causes for the illnesses or even the accidents that we have.
Right.
There's a book I would highly recommend. It's called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. And I could ask you what your diagnosis is on the air. I don't know if you want to tell me what it is, but.
It's fibromyalgia.
Okay. Fibromyalgia. Do you keep your pain to yourself?
Usually, yes.
And you keep your feelings to yourself as well, or?
Yes. Usually.
Well, the fibromyalgia, it's really important that you talk to your body and send love to your body, because fibromyalgia affects your nervous system, and also there's depression that comes with fibromyalgia.
Right.
And then the other thing to do is start talking to your body and telling your body how much you love it, but also ask those beings all around you waiting to assist you. And just go ahead and ask for their help, and they're there to help you.
I've been asking, and I guess am I missing what they're telling me?
Is there a place anywhere. There's the International Caring Center, the Caring Center International. They have Reiki places that offer Reiki for free or for a love donation all over the planet. And Reiki puts your body into a state of unconditional love and grace and helps your body to heal because you get really relaxed. If you have a pen, write down Caring Center International, and then you can Google Reiki too. There's Reiki practitioners all over. I don't know of one there, but there should be somebody close by that can offer Reiki or healing touch or some sort of energy modality that can allow your body to relax and to be in a state of grace.
Okay.
And my husband got diagnosed with a terminal illness, 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
2.5 years ago. And his illness, I mean, we were not given any hope. We went the traditional route with the VA, and he has, of course, you know, we know a lot of healers, and we know a lot of people that are doing healing work. But he accepted his healing. He was willing to accept his healing. You know, there are reasons sometimes why people are sick and they don't get well, but he was able to accept it. And so what I would ask you to do is start pretending you're well and start accepting that you're being helped and start looking for those Reiki people because or the healing touch people, so that you can feeling good and getting healed is about feeling good, and so you can start feeling good and doing those things that make you happy,
okay.
And staying in a place where you feel good. If there's things in your life that are causing you a lot of stress, I would recommend that you release those if you can. And
okay.
And if not, then you get counseling to help you to change your perspective about them because what you think about really does affect your health.
Okay.
And but as far as the healing work, what kind of healing work are you doing? I mean, what kind of healer are you?
Well, I'm a nurse by trade, but now I've studied many holistic things, so. I've studied mm-hmm. Reiki, I've studied Jinshin, I've studied massage therapy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you this from a multidimensional point of view. You're also working on other planets doing healing work. So, and you're actually a great asset to the community here on this planet. But you're also a great asset to the greater community off of the planet. So it's important that you start feeling good about yourself. And when I say start feeling good about yourself, that you get in touch with whatever it is that's going on with you. The book, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die, is a great book to help you get in touch with the source of whatever's going on. It's written and it's recommended by a lot of people in holistic medicine,
okay.
But it's by Carol Truman,
and
it's with a K, K-A-R-O-L, and Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N.
Okay, I'll get that.
Okay, and let me just tell you this. You have a lot of great work ahead of you, so just know that you're going to get well, okay?
Okay.
And you are going to get well because you have a lot of great work ahead of you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I know you're going to get well. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Well, thank you for calling in, Maria.
Thank you.
Well, we're at the end of the show here, and I really want to thank Shan for being on tonight. We have a lot of other people that have called in. I guess we're just going to have to get you back again really soon, Shan. And do you have a specific message that you would like to leave us with tonight?
Well, I just want people to know how powerful they are and how powerful their thoughts are. I am on Facebook, and you can private message me on Facebook. That's the way I respond most quickly. It's my name, Shan, S-H-A-N, and the last name Plunk, P-L-U-N-K. And I would love to hear from you, and I would love to help you in any way I can. So please do message me, and just know that everything on the planet is getting better, and even though it may not appear with all the things that are going on right now, that we're going to get through this, and we're all going to get through this together, and we're going to have a wonderful place to live. And anyway, I send you my love, and I'm so grateful to you, Pam, for allowing me this opportunity to be on the air with you.
Well, I'm so grateful to have you on the air with me. And it was a great show. I loved everything that you shared. And I want everyone to be sure and check in next Monday. Again, I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, which is not Redmond, Washington, but I'll be back there next week, and we'll be doing the show from there again. Annie, did you want to say something?
Well, I just wanted to say thanks to Shan. What a great show. What great information. I look forward, and just to remind everyone that you can go back in shortly after the show and listen to the archives, because that's what I'm going to need to do to make sure I don't miss anything. But thank you so much for all your knowledge, honey, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Oh, well, thank you. So good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I love you guys.
We love you.
Love
have
you.
A good evening. Have a good New Year.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Always